I made it to Toronto last night, and right now I'm just trying to stay awake because I found that I didn't get very much sleep last night, and I'm really tired. But I have to have dinner with my family soon. Yesterday was a really long day. I got up at about 9 a.m., and it took me till 3 p.m. to pack and get organized for my flight to Toronto. I packed up a lot of things of my aunt's to bring home. She died on May 1st, and I didn't have room in my flat to keep all the things I had taken, rather than have them go to the charity shop or worse, to some kind of junk garbage bin or something. And I also wanted to give the things I'd rescued from her home to my mom, dad, and sister. I had enough letters to fill one suitcase that were from mainly from my mom, but also from the rest of my family. I live on the third floor of an old building with very steep stairs, and I had to lug the heavy cases downstairs. And I'm not sure that that's such a healthy thing to do, but I had three suitcases by the time I was finished. It was a major hassle to have that many cases on a flight because you're allowed one free, and then you have to pay for additional suitcases to put in the baggage department, baggage section of the plane. So it cost me 200 Canadian dollars, which is 125 British pounds, to transport them. But also traveling alone with three massive suitcases, a knapsack, a laptop bag, and a handbag, or purse as it's called in North America, is not very much fun. I loaded the suitcases onto a trolley once the taxi cab deposited me at Terminal 3, and as I trundled towards the terminal building, I dropped a plastic bag I was carrying, which had a few last-minute items I hadn't had a chance to pack before I left home. And I didn't notice I'd dropped it until I got to the check-in counter. But when I got to the check-in counter, they wouldn't allow me to leave the bags, my suitcase bags, on the trolley unattended at the check-in while I ran back to look for the dropped bag. So I had to push the giant mountain of suitcases back outside, fortunately found the bag I had dropped. I was not sure if perhaps security would have found it by then. Of course they hadn't. Then I shoved the contents of that dropped bag into one of my suitcases. Unfortunately, the suitcase is starting to fall apart because I've been using it for almost 4 years now. And as I shoved the stuff into the pocket, the zipper broke and wouldn't close. So I asked the Air Canada check-in ladies if they had tape. Well, of course they don't, but they told me I could get my bag wrapped and that I still had 20 minutes before the flight closed. So I rushed to the place with the trolley, and they wanted to charge me £7.50 to have my bag wrapped. So I asked them if they had any tape. They told me to go to the left luggage in the arrivals area of the same terminal. So I trundled over there, forcing passengers to flee out of the way in fear as I bore down on them. The left luggage man let me use his tape free of charge. It was white 2-inch-wide tape emblazoned with red letters proclaiming "Fragile." I must have looked a fright because a man standing at the counter asked if I needed help. I got him to help me realign the cases on the trolley before I headed back to the check-in counter once again. I paid up for the extra bags and then rushed to security for processing. I usually get a pat-down, so I was expecting that to delay me. For some unknown reason, they decided not to search me, and so I stood waiting for my stuff to appear on the conveyor belt. But it didn't. The conveyor belt was broken. I was told not to worry. It happens all the time. Basically, I didn't have time to do any shopping in the duty-free. I got to the departure gate, which, as usual, was miles away from the security check-through, just as they were calling my row, and I was stuck in the screeching kids section. It was terrible, but I watched Albert Nobbs, a bizarre film, and listened to music. And the flight was almost on time.